Yeah, seeing two teams, seeing those guys.
The teams are going to goof with us in 2 weeks, dude.
I can't wait.
Wait till you see these boys, these glistening boys.
They're probably unbelievable.
Oh, they're going to show us big guns. We're going to go, whoa, you guys are so cool and strong.
Are they going to, they'll carry to the show?
What?
Are they going to bring guns to the show?
I'll demand that the teams bring. I might have them. I might have them rappel and clear the stage before I go on. I'm gonna have them flashbang the crowd before I go on.
Yeah, they do rule, dude.
Yeah,
the teams rule.
But yeah, those guys. It bums me out when those guys do that. There was a trans team member for a minute too.
Really?
I think he trans back too.
What?
I think he hit the reverse.
Operation complete.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, so they went and then came back?
Yeah, I think he did. Reverse.
Back it up now, y'all. Reverse. That's kind of nice.
Get
that
your dick
would,
back,
that
y'all.
Would be cool, dude. If you like could genuinely get like a good 6 months of girl brain and come back and be like, babe, I understand. Your eyes are just gray. I've seen it.
You're nuts. You're out of your mind.
You had to call all your friends, but yeah, I'm actually not mad at you. I'm sorry. If you become
a guy, do you get a better dong if you become a guy again? Do you like tell
obviously,
him like make it better?
Obviously.
Yeah.
It's time to build back better. Come on. Speaking of the devil, dude, he's back. He announced.
Soda! He's back?
He announced, dude. He's running. It's official.
So it's him versus DeSantis, really, and then it's going to be Biden versus JFK or RFK Jr.
Oh, you mean Trump versus...
Oh, Biden announced.
Biden announced he is...
Sorry, I forgot he's Obama. Soda.
Obama.
Yeah, Soda.
Trump's Obama.
Yeah, I forgot, yeah.
That's the one that's like... They need that if they want to win.
Yeah.
I mean, if they want to win, run somebody. Don't run fucking Soda.
Yeah, it's
the boy's gone.
Yeah, they couldn't possibly. I saw an article today that was like RFK Jr. will be a problem for Soda, and I was like,
I think he'll be a problem for Obama.
Obama,
because he's gonna take some votes from the Trump dog.
Yeah, he'll be like a Bernie splitter too. He'll split the, you know.
Again, once he talks once, everyone's gonna go.
His voice has been getting better. I heard it recently. I said, I mean, I'm also used to it.
I heard him give a speech recently.
Consumed a lot of his content a couple months ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you get used to it. But yeah, at first you're going, shit, man.
Yeah.
So he's got a speaker.
I was listening to Dave Smith's podcast, and he was talking
about it. Yeah, I peep that every now and again.
It's a good podcast.
It is good.
Yeah.
It's very good. That's why I'll put that on when I come back from shows late night by myself.
Yeah,
in the
he's
hotel.
Good. Dave is really
I like
good.
It. I literally listen to it and go, oh, yeah, that's definitely.
I listen to it and I go, yeah, I guess I am a libertarian.
Yeah, dude. Every time I listen to it, I'm
and
like,
someone's
oh,
like, libertarians
that.
Are fucking retards. I'm like, all right, I'm not a libertarian. Yeah, you guys are right. That's stupid. I don't know what I was thinking. I was just playing MLB The Show and becoming a libertarian, listening to podcasts.
Hoss is a hardcore libertarian.
Yeah.
Loves that shit. But I mean, you know. It is one of those things. It's paradoxical in nature where it's like, I guess it doesn't mean you don't want any government. You just want the least amount possible. So you go to conservatives, you go, how much government you guys want? They say, we want about 30%. You go, I'll take 25.
Yeah, give me 25.
Give me 25, you fucking pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we could get rid of a lot of, I think, the government stuff. You know what I mean?
I don't know anything.
I think they don't do a lot, you know? You could like permit offices and shit. That could all be like automated where you just pay a guy comes out. Like you could have like Uber version of every city in the country that issues construction permits and all that stuff.
You could have
an engineer. You can have like a couple engineers running it, checking a thing, checking the specs and going, all right, dispatch a guy out to like verify. You could literally, I mean, I don't want to eliminate, you know, I don't want to start eliminating a bunch of city workers, but it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming, dude. There's you go down to Philadelphia's permit office to get permits down there, and it's like, just like 50 fucking ladies sitting there, just moving as slow as humanly possible. And there's no reason that you've like bring them in physical plans and they go, okay. And they're like, we'll give it to this other. It's like, yeah, no. They have attitudes, bro. You got bad attitudes. You got bad old attitudes.
I mean, you're sitting in an office getting handed papers that.
Oh, you're getting screamed
you're just
at
going,
too.
I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
My job is to go like this. That's what I do.
They fill the plans up in a big like 32 gallon trash bag, and at the end of the day they just go and dump them. I've watched them do this. They just dump a bunch of like architectural and engineering plans into a pile, and then there's all these engineers back there that go, oh, we gotta go through these. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why don't you guys just go fucking paperless? What are you guys doing here? They're like, we couldn't possibly. The one guy came out, he's like, yeah, in the next 7 years we'll definitely do that.
Easily.
So easily.
Go paperless.
So easily. Yeah, it's coming for them, dude. We're going to, a lot of stuff's going to get automated, and that's going to be.
Damn. Are those new shoes?
They're newish. I've had these. These are my Ultra.
You're keeping clean.
I switch between Ultras and my Hokas.
Hokas.
The Hokas are too distracting. I wore them on stage, and someone accused me of having cool. They're
very distracting.
I can't wear them anymore when I do stand up. But the guy accused me of having cool shoes.
That's because Mullen says that.
What?
Makes fun of people for having cool sneakers.
Yeah. Can happen.
So.
They are cool as hell.
That's why one of these very original Redditors repeated that joke.
True. Well, I also
was. You should have said joke thief.
Bitch.
At least I'm not a joke thief.
Should have rushed him off. I should have literally ran at him off stage.
Yeah.
I mean, like, fuck you, dude. Fuck you, man. That's so fucking hurtful. I'm up here doing my best, and you ought to say shit.
Yeah, why are you doing that?
The hell are you doing, man? It's fucking bullcrap.
Those are some flashy sneaks.
They're so flashy.
That's flashy sneaks.
They're so flashy. You'd have to be
foolish, though, to think they're flashy in like a cool way.
Yeah, I mean.
They're not cool at all.
They're
not cool guys'
shoes. My decision, I just go, yes, please, I'll take
this. They're embarrassingly.
Yeah. Gauche.
They're just pure comfort vessels. I know.
Well, I thought it'd be cool to mix it up. You know, I've been going blue and gray
shoes.
Those
to me are cool.
Dude, these are so comfortable.
Those are snazzy.
These are the most comfortable. Dude, I want to do an Ultra commercial, but look at that fucking
toe box. You're showing ankles with cool shoes.
Look at that toe box, dude. Excuse my ankles, dude.
Pardon me.
No, I got my tube socks on, dude. But yeah, dude, wide toe box is huge. Feels like you're in your bare feet in these things. You can move around. Those things are scrunching you up.
Mm.
You got wide feet?
Mm.
If I have a son, I'm going to foot train him. Like a Japanese woman.
Oh, you're going to bind his feet?
Bind my son. If I had a son.
Give him cone feet?
Give him just very petite, beautiful little feet. I'm going to try to, yeah.
It's a dangerous game.
What?
Unleashing a boy with beautiful, dainty feet?
Yeah, why not?
He'll be sucked dry.
By everyone, really.
Everyone.
True.
You could create the ultimate ladyboy. You could work very hard for that.
Purely bioengineered.
Bioengineered. No doctors. No 2.0s getting involved.
The old school.
Just strictly bring him up as a lady.
You're talking the old school.
Force him to be a girl. Whoop his ass.
Yeah, for real.
Castrate him. Make him sing.
Eunuch.
Eunuch.
Having a eunuch son will be useful.
You could use an advisor.
Could I do that if I get the circumcision? Can I be like, yo, doc?
Get the rest
of the whole show.
Yeah, while we're in here.
Take the whole show. I need a trusted advisor.
I need an advisor for my right now. Lemaire's my only advisor. He's over there picking his nose. Ew, what are you doing?
What are you up to over there?
There was just an errant hair on my face and I just pulled it. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
What's it look like?
It's like short black and thin.
You gotta see him drive, dude. You gotta see him drive.
Is he good?
His consciousness lapses every fucking 30 minutes. He goes into a jams the brake and is like, what the hell are we doing here?
Lemaire, are you a bad driver?
No, I'm a good driver.
So today was a bad drive. Disputing this.
Today was a bad drive.
Today was a bad driving day. Clear road.
Kyla is number one worst driver I've ever been in the car.
Really?
Yes.
Nobody takes the cake from Ajax, dude.
Really?
My cousin Ajax is hands down the worst driver in the world. I'm talking like he'll do a full turnaround while driving and be like, yo, grab me that CD. We're like, no. He'll fully turn around. It's the funniest shit in the world.
Kyla rides people's asses the entire time. She's like, go, get the fuck out of the way. You learn how to drive, fucking asshole.
Dude.
And I'm in the car like, dude, stop. You're the person I hate when I'm driving.
Yeah,
person people, riding everybody's ass, like switching lanes.
It's chosen one-itis. You're like, I'm the only one who knows how to drive.
I need to get somewhere.
Dude, it's like, I've explained that to my wife before. I'm like, all right, so these people, these are all in your way. You need them to drive at a speed that you like. You need to rearrange the entire world to move at a speed that you like. Because you dilly-dallied before we left.
Because you're fucking off.
You're fucking around. She would be so mad if you're fucking around. Yeah. It's the truth, though. I used to do it, too. It's like, you're late, and you're going, come on! It's like, you can't even be mad at the entire world. Just be
late, dude.
Yeah, just accept. That's the thing, too. You got to accept being late.
Yeah, I'm late.
I'm late.
What are you guys going to do about it?
Yep. And then you say, I'm going to be a half hour late when you're only going to be about 20 minutes. You say, hey, fucking. Hey,
look at that. Early. Look at
me. I'm early all the time. I got the worm. I got the worm this time.
I sped up for you. I really worked hard to get here.
I risked my fucking
traffic's
life.
Insane. And I got through it.
Yeah.
So I could get to the podcast 10 minutes early.
That's dedication. That's, I mean, you will only learn that at the teams, dude.
I had a meeting with a company that was trying to make me do something. And they put together a pitch, like a deck. So we're in a conference hall with a giant TV screen at the end of this. The whole wall was like a TV screen.
Mm-hmm.
And they put up a deck of what they would do with me. You would have loved it.
What was it?
It was embarrassing.
So there's a different like, stills on the TV?
Yeah. It was a slideshow with like pictures of me and like their ideas for my future.
What were they going to do?
It's like Philly, just like hometown Philly fucking based drinks. Like just crazy.
Oh, they're giving you the fucking, they're giving you the bird's eye view.
Yeah.
Give you a 1,000-foot view.
Yeah.
So it was like, this was like a branding thing.
Kind of, yeah. I'm being vague.
But how was that?
I was dying laughing. And the guy who was running it was like, you're not going to want to see this. I was like, no, I'd like somebody put together the deck. I'd like to see it.
Let's check the deck out.
And it was so bad. It's like pictures of me, like, with like a, yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
He knew it too.
Yeah,
while he was doing it, he was like, I didn't put this together. He's like, we have marketing people. They were the ones who.
They're the worst, dude. They're the worst. How many stills was it? Of like different versions of like.
It was just, yeah. It was just pictures they found. First one was the one with you on my shirt.
Nice.
Like, your face. Like, here's where we think you can be in the next 5-10 years. Blah, blah.
You're just in a dress.
I was the reason I brought that up is I was half hour late for that meeting. Then I get there, they're like, here's some plans. And I laughed.
And you laughed at them?
Yes.
Oh my
but
God.
But here was the hardest part. It was lunch. So we got in, they had subs. These really nice sandwiches.
Yeah.
But we started eating them and then they were like, all right, let's get started on the meeting. I took 3 bites of this thing and then it was just sitting. Dude, I was like, there was this half eaten sub in my plate while going through this whole thing. And I was just like, just staring at this fucking, I stared at a sub for 15 minutes. That was the meeting.
You should have done what Jackson does. If I leave food on the table, he goes, he just like licks near it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's tough stuff, man. I'd be like, let's work pretty hard on that. And then you see and you go, God damn it, dude.
Yeah.
What did you say? Were you just like?
No, I was like, great.
Awesome.
We'll be in touch. Let's talk. But it's, yeah.
Now you're fighting your digital avatar. They're constructing your digital. You know, like in a lot of the world mythology, to see like your, like a doppelganger, like an image of yourself was considered actually like a terrible thing.
I can see that.
You know, that was like one of a lot of the myths. Like people would see,
I can
like
see how that might hurt.
A copy of themselves and go, what the fuck?
Yeah. You go, that's not me.
The hell?
That's who you guys think I am. I'm not that. I'm a man. I am not a man. Guard Dog, what was that intro? You should have seen the fucking transphobic intro. Guard
I
dog.
Know, dude.
Guard Dog gets ultra political.
He does.
No, you don't have any repercussions when you put out these alt-right fucking intros.
I thought it was funny.
I'm the one who gets DMs. It's like, what the fuck was that, dude?
I was really proud of that one, honestly.
You can't do that, Guard Dog.
I know, I'm sorry.
Keep it kosher.
God.
I amended it.
Oh, yeah, you took the sound. You
took some of it out.
Vile soundtrack off of it.
Yeah, I was like, what was that?
Aerosmith needs to atone for that song, by the way. Dude, I did the show last night. I believe it was either the Gantman, Sidney Gann, or David James, who brought up a movie from 1986. Remember Soul Brother? About the Harvard.
The white dude?
White guy goes blackface for a whole movie.
That might have been Beezer. Beezer loves bringing up that movie.
It wasn't the Beast.
He wasn't there?
No. Yeah. Soul Brother. I have like, I forgot. I remember seeing that.
Yeah, it's just a dude does blackface for an entire
very unconvincing blackface too. Yeah. He tricks a black professor and like the black professor dogs him. He's like, "You got to do twice as better." And the guy's like, "Okay, sweet."
It's always the nose that throws you off on the blackface.
Yeah,
there's nothing you can do about it.
Makeup. I mean, you could go. You can get. You know.
If you get a white tiny nose, yeah.
You look like Elsa from Frozen, blackface.
And the tiny lips, it's very difficult.
Yeah, true.
I have none. I could never do blackface.
I could never pull off
blackface ever.
You don't think so?
No. I've tried. You don't think? Every Halloween, dude. Once they start selling that makeup, I go down. And then I sit in my house all day going, "Yo, yo, what's up?" I go, "Damn it, it's not good enough." Yeah, I admit. It's one of these.
Yo, yo, what's up?
It's like that's every like dad.
It's uncle. Yeah, it's uncle.
Every dad, dude.
That's uncle and dad.
Every uncle and dad's impression of a black dude is like,
"What's up, top of the food chain?
What are you guys going to the hood?" It's my favorite.
Their jeans are up to here.
Yo, yo, what's up?
My uncle used to put his hat on sideways and go, "Yo, yo, Clifton Heights, top of the food chain."
Yeah, I don't know why they think black people are still putting their hats on the side like that.
This was a long time ago.
That stuck with the whites. The old white men?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever phase that was where black people were wearing their hats slightly to the side.
Yeah, dude.
That rocked them. They were like, "What the fuck is that?" Seared into their memory.
I mean, that's like more so than sagging pants. Sagging pants, they were kind of like, all right, a sideways hat was just like, Jesus fucking, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, that's not how you wear the ball cap. I remember wearing it backwards was a big deal to my father.
Punk.
Yeah.
You have a backwards cap, you're a punk.
I probably just, the problem is I probably wasn't, I just looked like such a dumbass. He was right to be like, "Turn your fucking hat around." I was like, "Dad, you're just racist." No, I just looked like a fucking dumbass.
"Dad, you don't understand." It was kind of a punk move though.
What?
Like, turn your hat around. I would get corrected. If I had a hat backwards, I'd be like, "Come on, man, what the fuck are you doing? Turn that thing around and take it off." Yeah, they would correct that immediately. I mean, that was on par with the earring. I told you, I got an earring for one day. What's good with you? What, punk, turn your fucking hat around.
Turn your goddamn hat around. You look like a jackass.
Yeah, I had an earring for a day. My dad was like, "Take that out of your ear right now."
He saved you.
He said, "I'll rip it out."
He did the right thing.
Yeah. I had an early onset black girlfriend, though, in high school. So
that's nice.
She got right in my ear, dude. Just I'm like, yeah, I would look cool as hell.
Diplomats came out when I was a freshman. I had friends with the big, like, fake diamond earrings. I was like, dude, those are so sick. But it never even crossed my mind to try it, dude. Phil would unleash.
I used to puff myself up and be like, dude, fuck him. I'm good. Yeah. As soon as I walked in, did a guy dirty out of a work truck just being like, "Take that shit out and pull it out." I'd be like, "You're right. Absolutely. What was I thinking?"
Yeah.
A dirty guy at the end of the day. It was
also, I think I was more afraid of getting my ear pierced.
Yeah,
I think
it didn't
it hurt
that bad.
I'm afraid of it.
Yeah, I don't like needles either, but it really didn't hurt that bad. It was actually pretty painless.
I should get a nose ring now.
Dude.
Change nothing else in my attire.
Go back to the deck. Take it back to the deck. Like, why didn't you guys have any piercings on me? Nose ring and henna, extensive henna. Look at Madonna from the Ray of Light video.
Great song.
Yeah, that's
so good.
Song fucking rules. Yeah, that's tough. I feel like now it's like whatever. Backwards hat. I feel like these parents today would be praying for a backwards hat.
Yeah.
Versus the other
things.
Than
a tucked dick and nutsack.
You know, these other things you got to do?
Yeah.
It's tough stuff, man. I'm hoping the fucking dongulum swings back, dude.
When's the dongulum going to swing?
I hope the dongulum. There's some.
You know, Dong Lemon's gone, dude.
What happened?
Dong Lemon.
Him and Tuck.
Terminated him and Tuck, yeah.
Why did they do a dual, like.
I don't know.
Maybe they're going to replace him with more so, like, bland. The establishment was probably like, all right, enough. This is getting unstable. Let's hit him with the bland.
I think Dong Lemon was very, very unliked and had a lot of problems.
Yeah, true.
I think Tuck was getting out of line a little.
Yeah. Rupert Murdoch said.
But he was also, Tuck was also, he's a poser, dude.
You think he's a pose?
Look into his past, dude.
What did he do?
Wasn't he friends? Billy was telling me all this shit.
When he tried to join the CIA.
I don't know how reliable these sources are.
He tried to join the CIA.
Something about he was boys with the Clintons. I think he was MSNBC or CNN first.
Was he really?
Yeah, they're just they're actors.
True.
I could be wrong, though. But Tuck was hitting some good points there towards the end.
Yeah, dude.
Get me going.
I had to take him off my YouTube because every time I'd watch one of them, that I was mesmerized, obviously.
I go, yeah, he's right.
And I was like, my whole feed would just change.
Tuck was boys with Hunter Biden. That's it.
Was he boys with Hunter Biden?
Yeah.
That could be true, but he also worked for CNN, MSNBC in the past, in the early 2000s.
Well, but you can't fault the man for the way, where he was working for. Yeah, he was a...
True.
I was actually watching a video of him give a speech last night before I went to bed.
Tuck? Yeah. Dude, he'll get you. We're getting to the age, too.
I know.
We're going to get hooked.
I know. He was doing a speech about how... What the fuck was he saying? When he started out, he wanted to marry... He's a devout Episcopalian. And he was a Protestant, which, questionable. But yeah, he wanted to marry his girlfriend at the time. And her father, who's an Episcopalian priest, tough as they come, was like, no job. Or job first, then marriage. And he just was like, fuck it, I guess I'll be a news guy.
Yeah.
That's how it all started.
Because he's a son of a millionaire.
Is he? I mean, that makes sense. So he seems...
Yeah. Yeah. This is when I knew he was a fraud.
True. That laugh
packing,
is...
Packing his in, showing off, packing his in. Yeah. I was like,
that's kind of nice.
Fraudulent.
Did you hear when Don Lemon fucking slipped up and was trash? Who was he trash? Oh, he's trashing John Stewart.
You ever see Don Lemon trash black people?
Oh, yeah. What he did is...
He was like, number one, pull up your fucking pants. Damn, bro.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
yo, what's up? Enough of that crap. he tried to trash John Stewart.
Yeah.
I remember what's his name did. Tucker and John Stewart butt fucked him for wearing a bow tie. It's just like, nice bow tie, pussy. He's like, ah.
Well, that's not nice.
Yeah, Lemon came. It was Hot Mic. I don't think he realized it was Hot Mic. And he goes, they said something with like a. They're like saying how he's a comedian and a thing. And he goes, yeah, he really gets away with a lot with. Like, he really, they give him a lot with that tag. Or something.
Ooh.
Yeah, and he goes, I mean, just saying like that he's under a lot of, he realizes he's hot mic'd and comes on, it's kind of funny. He just realized, for him, he's such a pivotal revolutionary, and it's like, he's kind of shilling, he's fucking dork.
Yeah, it's a tough role to play after you've been on camera.
Yeah.
Dude, just like that Instagram clip I sent you, that kid from Tennessee.
Which one?
That senator.
Kid who works as a representative
in Tennessee. Yeah.
That was brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nuts of him just being a nerd on campus and coming out and be like, what's up? It's like, dude. We had a little racial strife at the playground near my house this weekend. It was very unpleasant, dude.
Nice.
Very unpleasant. No, it was very unpleasant.
What happened?
Dude, I come outside. I bring my daughter to the playground. These pretty diverse group, actually. It was, it was led by the honks, but it was a pretty diverse group. We're playing soccer.
That's honk heaven.
It is honk heaven. Dude,
how diverse our community is.
Get what they're playing. They're playing soccer. One of the dudes there listens to the cast, by the way, which is sick.
Sick.
They were playing soccer on the basketball court. So they're doing like 3-minute matches where there was no goalie and you had to keep the ball within the confines of this basketball court. So these dudes were, it was like, maybe I don't know that much about soccer, but dude, it was masterful. These dudes were like popping, kicking, and they had to like kick it in from like midcourt and like get it. And like a guy, there was like a defender, but he wasn't in the goal at all. So like the people would pass back and forth. There's some weird rules. I could tell there were like some people were like you couldn't touch a ball at certain times. But dude, they're playing this like street soccer in a basketball court, just ripping fucking goals in half, and it was awesome. We sat there and watched for a while, and there's these black dudes that like run that park, like they do like the maintenance and shit. And they came up, and then his boys came up, like, "What the fuck is this shit? No one's here. People, this is for playing basketball. You can't play fucking soccer here." And they started like jeering them from the sidelines of being like fucking bullshit. I'd love to see one of these motherfuckers try. And it was just like, you guys are showing your ass, man.
Mm.
These are elite athletes, dude, playing soccer. And then, they were like, and no one was playing basketball. There wasn't a single person.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, we're sorry. We'll move off this. Like, the people who weren't playing were waiting on the other court. And like, we're sorry. We'll get off this. And they were just like, fuck my pussy. Like, these dudes were like old fucking dumbasses, but they're talking shit. And then, like, two kids came to play in like full denim outfits.
Yeah.
It was like, dude, what the fuck? They were like, you guys are hogging up the whole court. There's no one can play, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, this is a good thing. These guys are playing a sport on the playground. It was racist. I watched old black dudes be racist against the honks playing soccer. And it was like, they were being cool, too. They were like blasting Drake while they're playing. I get it. If I was an old black dude, I would have been like, pull your pants down, dude. Pull your pants up,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hell, you know, we
act right.
Do something. Yeah, dude, they were kind of like, this shit, it was so cool. And I think they were like, fuck that, dude. Nah.
The soccer was too cool.
It was so cool, dude. There, it looked like some like weird Madrid, like street league where they were playing. And they were like, they were nasty as
Volta.
What's that?
It's the FIFA game of that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dude, is it like playing on a little basketball?
It's like 3-on-3, yeah.
This was like, yeah, this was probably about like 6-on-6 maybe, but it was.
That's a lot.
There's a lot of bros. And it was like, dude, it's foosball. They were playing real life foosball. Yeah. It was so fucking tight. I sat there. I was praying for the ball to come. At one point, the ball came near me.
Were you thinking about kneeing it a couple times?
I wanted to fucking kick it back, but I walked towards it, and I was like, no, and chickened out. I chickened out.
Have you tried to kick anything?
No.
So hard.
Dude, especially with that pressure. I literally chickened out of the kick. I walked up to the ball and went, nah, and walked away. And I looked back, and it's just some mom like was looking. I went, don't look at me. Yeah, it sucked. But yeah, that was pretty uncomfortable, dude. Excuse you.
Matt, pardon me, okay?
You're excused.
I got hit with a race war myself this weekend.
Did you really?
I went over to my friend's house to watch the boxing match this Saturday night.
Fertile soil.
I was the lone honky.
Really?
And it was a battle. But I'll be honest, I was chumming the water as hard as I could. I hit him with my classic Prince socks. And then, yeah.
It's so hard to defend against, though. Because when you're trying to prove he rules, it's like, he's definitely a talented musician, but
it's kind of all you can.
It's hard to name the hits.
It's tough, dude.
He does have a decent amount.
And then
they
were like, all right, listen to fucking Purple Rain. Next day, I listen to Purple Rain.
Purple Rain's
dude,
all right.
That shit stinks. There's like three songs on there that you're like, nice.
Oh, you're talking about the album.
Yeah. Purple Rain's good. Dove's Cry's good.
Dove's Cry is
there's one that's like Darling Nikki that's fucking insane.
I think that's the one about his sister, though.
That can't be about his sister. It's about being horny for a girl.
Well,
there was
I met her in a hotel lobby. She was a bit of a sex fiend.
Dude, ooh. What about Kiss, Lil Red Corvette? Come on, dude. Te Amo. Prince came out with a song in like album in like 2001. It was badass, dude. Come on, man.
I'm not saying he sucked. The argument was actually he's overrated. That's the classic argument.
Yeah, true.
Because black people tend to put him in the top 10
of all musicians.
And the only way
time.
I could argue is I could only name black artists that were better. And they would all be like, all right, yeah, I'll give you that one. But if I named a honky artist, they'd be like, come on, man, get out of here.
I mean, put him up against David Bowie, it's like.
Same exact guy.
Bowie crushes Prince. That's fair to say. I think that's fair
to
say.
Obviously fair to say, but you couldn't say that at that table. I had to name like the Beatles. That was the only white one I was able to get away with. I got them divided nicely, though. I was like, you're saying he's better than Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Split the room, divide and conquer.
God,
classic
dude.
Pale face.
Oh. You might as well have been a dude.
It was so good. Every once in a while, somebody would be like, I agree with you. And, like, they had to be quiet.
You're like an Englishman in North Africa.
I was.
Dude. You're like,
I had to divide them. I'd say, I like Michael Jackson better than Prince. There's another one.
Yeah, easy.
It was the whole night.
Easy.
Said Stevie Wonder, definitely.
Crushes Prince.
James Brown, definitely.
I mean, dude, starting a movement. I think you're starting a movement.
I'm bringing down Prince's legacy.
Prince is more cult following, I think. So you might be onto something where it's like he's not as legendary, cult following maybe.
I think he's their equivalent of like Bob Dylan, where it's like, dude, yeah, he's great, but come on, man.
Yeah. But Bob Dylan
rules, obviously. So does Prince. Prince undeniably
Prince
does
more,
rule.
He's more sex though than Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan
sex
doesn't scream sex.
Pisses me off, dude. There's also that aspect of it.
Yeah.
There's nothing about Prince that I can relate to in any way.
For sure. Yeah, he's dude. Nobody can. I think that's his whole mystique.
True.
I think he's
but
nobody.
Dudes get like horny when they listen to it. They're like, dude, you want to make love to this?
That's weird.
It's like, it's just gibberish computer noises on that shit. Skrillex dominates Prince, dude.
It was the 80s. To be fair, he was big during the gayest period of music known to man.
Yes.
Dig, if you will, a picture.
No, but those are ones that Kiss is the jam. He does have a lot of really good ones because I had to do my research in my defense of this.
True.
Everyone was like, dude, You're wrong. Prince rules.
Sorry, I was like, chum, the water is so good. Oh, dude.
I was chumming it and so hard. I was like, yo, Google who invented peanut butter. Chumming it. It was a battle.
I was like, you guys are going to be
pissed off when you find out who invented peanut butter.
Did you start the battle?
Well, it was tough because it started with we watched a boxing match. And I, you know, Javonte David, they were excited. Bloating. There was a lot of racial discussions regardless.
Mm-hmm.
I was the only honky there.
Yeah.
So I could overhear some takes.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be like,
I don't know. I'll agree to disagree.
But yeah, no, it was fun. It was all in good fun.
Yeah. It's a fun time.
And I was hammered, just scream arguing, whatever point.
You broke out of the matrix.
I'm totally out of the matrix, totally out of the racial matrix. I was saying stuff. I woke up the next day just. It's exactly how I woke up, just. Oh, no.
That sounds fun, though.
Yeah.
The Prince one.
For everybody else, it was very annoying. It was me and Sam J.
Yeah.
Two of the most annoying people
fighting
ever to argue. Neither of us will shut up. Neither of us will stop.
Nah, arguing. Dividing based on Prince and then
Prince and MJ was the easiest divide possible.
Yeah, that was because you can't succeed the point. It's such a good point that you're going, oh, that opens the floodgates for so many other artists that you go. Yeah. You can go like Otis Redding. He's better than Otis Redding. It's like, what are you gonna do?
Al Green.
Yeah, you can just do that all day.
Just keep going.
All day long. And then it's going.
Yeah. It was fun.
That's good.
I got him going. I was like, Drake. Fuming.
Why fuming?
They don't like the take that Drake's better than Prince.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair one for people to not agree with.
Yeah. Well, if you're going musical talent, obviously. But yeah. If you go number one hits, then it goes.
If you're like, yeah, guy who can play the most instruments, great.
Prince is like, he's like Neo Chuck Berry, basically.
For sure. He's, Chuck Berry, add him to the list.
Beast. Another one. Beast. Separate the artist from the art from the artist. Didn't he like shit on his wife or something?
Fart in strippers' faces. That video is unbelievable.
Didn't he shit on his wife? Prince couldn't shit on his wife because he was addicted to opiates. So maybe he would have shat upon his wife as well. Damn, shitting on your wife.
Maybe I'm just no one now. Maybe I'm new.
You've started a movement.
Yeah, it's an annoying people that I don't know anything about music either.
You know a decent amount about
music.
It's
the thing about though, like it's like John Mayer. People are like, nah, dude, he's actually fucking sick at guitar.
He is nasty.
Same thing with Prince. People are like, nah, dude, he's one of the greatest guitarists of all time. It's like
that's what I said.
So is Van Halen. I like their guitars better.
You like that fucking, like, there's a certain scale. You might like the.
Pan him up.
Yeah, there's that one mode that like Van Halen and those guys use. It's just like.
Yeah, I actually don't really enjoy that.
Yeah.
The guitar solos on that shit. Metallica.
Yeah, I'm more, it's Metallica like a rules. Phrygian scale. I'm more of a pentatonic Mixolydian.
I'm more of a pentatonic Mixolydian myself. I hate the fucking Phrygian scale. I'm more of a pentatonic Mixolydian. All right, Adolf Hitler Mussolini's.
Should we slide to the page?
Yeah, definitely.
We're at hour 15.
Let's slide to the page.
Hour and one.
Whoa, nice.
Perfect.
Yeah, that Prince talk drags.
It's the best. No, it's
people
the best.
People do not like it.
Honestly, it's a fair point. At first, I was saying like.
Nah. And I wish I could let it go. There's something that I'm stuck on it.
I mean, you have to.
I listened to Purple Rain yesterday.
Well, it's one of those things that around. People will spaz. Like, get the fuck out of here. Then you go.
And you go, no.
I was making a case.
I am not a man.
I saw him ripping solos, and I was like, here's his top five guitar solos. But then you go.
I don't know enough about guitar. When I hear a solo like that, I'm like, I have no idea.
No, that makes sense.
Some of it seems.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound pleasant.
Yeah.
It sounds. Most guitar solos sound like shit.
Some of it's tough, yeah.
When it's like an electric guitar, like
especially if you hear him out of context of the whole song, you're going, what the hell is this? No, you're absolutely right.
I'm like, give me some Freebird. That's a guitar solo.
That is a guitar solo.
You hear a guitar solo?
That's top. I've thought about releasing top 10 guitar solos.
Is that a solo?
Freebird?
Is it one guy playing that?
Yeah. I mean, he's accompanied by the band, but I'm saying he's going.
Well, then that's the greatest guitar solo I've ever heard.
Freebird's not. Yeah, Freebird's. Yeah.
Yeah, give me. Come on, dude. It's undeniable.
I mean, dude. Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude.
Come on, dude.
Goddamn. Yeah, that one fucking rules.
All right, let's switch to the page. I'm not going to stop talking about Prince. So if you want to hear me keep babbling about Prince and shit I don't know. If you want to hear me keep going about shit I don't know about, slide over to the Patreon. Also, Cleveland and Pittsburgh. Come on.
Come on, man.
Pull up your damn pants. Get to the show.